Hey guys, for this episode I'm going to talk about a few different things to do with psychic abilities. A lot of people don't really think that they have psychic abilities or think that only special people have them. Actually, everybody has the potential to have psychic abilities. You may be more in tune with one than others, or you may be in tune with a lot of them. It really just depends. For me, I have quite a few different ones, and I'm also still developing them continuously. You could actually kind of look at this as somebody who has a specific talent, for say. For example, you can become a great artist. You can be, you know, an amazing artist if you keep putting a lot of effort into it and you just absolutely love doing it and stuff. And you have a passion for being better and bettering yourself. There's also people who have already continued to allow themselves to be creative and continue to keep going no matter for if it's for the world or what. They always do it for themselves. That's the best way to keep your creativity up. This is the same way that it can be with psychic abilities. Lots of times I'll say something such as, when I realized that I was psychic or whatever. The thing is, for me, the reason why I say that a lot, and a lot of other people say that, is because I was raised in a very strict Christian household, and because that I was raised in that type of environment, it made me not believe in psychic abilities. It made me believe that all the things that I was doing was just kind of normal everyday stuff. And to an extent, it is a normal everyday thing. This isn't something that you can, I mean, that should be seen as like a paranormal thing or anything like that, because it is a natural thing that people do. But something, in a way, and I'm actually writing a little journal on going further and progressing your psychic abilities and little things that you can do throughout the day and stuff to help enhance them. So, something I used to do all the time, and I still do it, is I'm super observing. Like, I like to play little games with myself and pick apart things such as like a song, for an example. A song has multiple different layers to it, such as this specific instrument is playing only three chords, or this specific instrument is having a very, very basic beat to it, but because that there's all these things combined with it, it sounds amazing. So if you try to simplify it and look deeper into only one instrument at a time, that is actually one way that you can help further your abilities as far as it goes with clairaudience. This would basically just be, you know, exercises that help with your present state of consciousness. So something would be looking. Be totally aware of what you see. Look at the different, like, you know, excuse me, sorry, my nose is kind of draining at the moment. Look at different shapes around you, different colors, and how movement looks to you. You know, take note of how a dimension of something, such as like a 2D box versus a 3D box. How does that look to you, the perception of it and stuff? If you were to look at something, how would it look drawing it onto paper? Something like that. This can help with your visualization. So something that you can do on an everyday basis would be looking at, when you're watching TV, try to look at the things around it. Try to be observant of the things around it that are like not so much in the foreground, they're more so in the background. And you can look at, like, maybe it's a close-up of somebody's face. Look at the details in their, like, maybe their pores, the different wrinkles in their face that tell like a different story and stuff like that. Maybe there's a scar there, something that's not so noticeable. It's very small. What happened? Why did that scar get there? Look at the textures on, you know, if there's a chair that happens to be, you know, a different texture, that's either a leather chair or is it a fluffy feeling chair. You know, just look at things. Look at how the texture is to your eyes, or the rich colors and shapes and stuff. All right, so another thing is listening. Like I said earlier, so one thing that I like to do is when I'm laying down, I pretend that there's a headset on me and that I'm listening to a different radio, and I'm trying to tune in to different stations, such as, you know, an angelic station, or I'm listening to like the clock tick and stuff like that, and I'm tuning into very small different things, like being able to listen to either my husband or my daughter breathing, you know. It sounds really odd, but it's something that I like to do, and that helps your present state of consciousness become more aware of those things. Feeling. So try becoming aware of what you touch. Try next time you go outside, something that is super huge that will give you a very ecstatic feeling is just take your hand and run it over the grass. Try sitting in a very shaded area so that the coolness of it won't be, it'll just be such a butterfly feeling in you. Like, you'll just feel so alive from just touching the grass, you know, just touching the earth and everything. And it's a way of grounding yourself also, is to just kind of play with soil and look at the different rocks and the texture of it. Is it is it wet, or is it dry, smooth, or rough, and is it sticky, and stuff like that. You could also play around, like, if you have crystals, try to feel the different vibrations that are coming off of them and stuff like that, if you're able to feel that, which, I mean, everybody can, it's just that you have to be able to push yourself to feel it. You can visualize it or imagine it before it actually becomes a reality for you. Also try to take into consideration the weight of something. Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light? Can you tell that it's a solid, or can you tell that it's liquidy, or does it feel like it's empty on the inside? This is more of a grown-up topic, so if you're somebody who's younger who's listening, you know, just letting you know. Pleasures. So this can not just be, like, happiness. This cannot just be emotions of happiness and stuff. This could also be the emotions of sex, for example. So, excuse me. Something that I discovered when I was younger, when I was exploring my body and stuff like that, you'll have to excuse me, I'm still kind of getting used to the normality of this because of me being in such a strict household. As far as masturbation goes, you can, in your dreams, basically get yourself off purely off of being super in tune with how it feels to get off, the orgasm that you have. That is a very, very high amount of pleasure that is happening. So if you take in note how that feels, you can also use that feeling in your dreams and stuff like that, or use that feeling when you're meditating, you know, and it'll help you with different things. You can also take into account pain or heat versus cold, and you know, different emotions such as happiness and sadness and stuff like that. That's what empaths do. I'm an empath, but a very large amount of people are empaths, people who are just more in tune with that ability. So something is like, if you're talking to somebody who is sad or super depressed, you can most likely legitimately feel exactly what they're feeling. Or if they're super ecstatic, they're super happy, and you're able to feel exactly what they're feeling at that moment. Something that's super crazy to me is when you're having a very intimate moment with your partner or something like that in bed or anything, is when you feel like you've completely become one with them when you're like being intimate and you're being, you know, sexual with them and stuff like that, is the feeling of your soul being completely like smushed together or something like that. I don't have a good word for that, but you know, just a combination of your soul versus his or her soul or whoever, you know. It's so amazing, and that feeling, you can use that feeling also with your meditations and etc. Just any kind of emotion that you need or any type of feeling. You can also, one way to help develop the feeling is taking, like, say, a rock and looking at it and inspecting it visually versus how it feels, the texture of it, and then closing your eyes and then running your hands back over it and trying to visualize it from what you're feeling. So taste. I have done this quite a lot in my childhood, and I thought that this was something super weird to do. I just was not sure what was going on with this. But what's it's so interesting to me is, try taking something such as soup or something that's mingled, not so much a like one individual object, such as like a fruit or a vegetable of some kind. Try taking something that's mixed with different things and picking out individual things, such as the same way that I did with the music, with instruments. I had to check something really quick. So, when you have something in your mouth, think of the feeling that it is on your like mouth. Think about how it feels on your tongue, how it tastes. Think about, is it salty? Is it sweet? Is it sour? How is this texture? How does it feel when it's going into your body, like when you're actually swallowing it and stuff like that? Try to pick apart and try your best to figure out what ingredients are combined in those. And then also outside of that, try finding individual ingredients and tasting them without them being combined into things. And then go back to something that is mingled and try to pick out those again. So that way you can kind of get a feel for being able to tune in to those specific things separate versus combined. And how they taste better together or worse without it, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, just identification almost, observing. You can do this with smells also. Have you ever felt like something smells warm to you or something smells cold to you? Like, you know, when rain comes and you can smell rain is coming, or the smell after rain. How does incense smell to you? Smoke, perfume, how does, you know, coffee or something such as something rich like coffee or chocolate versus something that's a little more on the smellier side, such as, you know, onions, or how does alcohol smell to you? What does the sea smell like to you? Or, you know, mint, different herbs. How does, you know, a cake, how does a cake smell to you? Stuff like that. Try to imagine it. and then also try to actually go to those things and smell it and take in that smell and remember it. You can also take an account to your breathing. So when you're breathing, take a moment to sit outside of yourself and like almost third person visualizing yourself just sitting there breathing. Are you doing it manually or are you doing it naturally? If you're allowing yourself to just breathe naturally and stuff, taking into account what you're doing. If you're manual breathing, feel how it feels to breathe in and breathe out, and you know, and try different ways of breathing, like going fast versus going slow, deep breaths, shallow breaths, and stuff like that. Don't like completely wear yourself out, because you can get pretty dizzy from doing this, but just do it every now and again to just feel the different ways that it's going, you know. Also with emotions, if you when there's a day that something catches you in such an ecstatic feeling, like I said with an orgasm, for example, if you look at a sunset and it just makes you like just feel tingly all over, and or you listen to something that makes you feel just so happy, or something that makes you feel super sad, feel how your body feels when you're angry or feels when you're happy, and you know, things like that. Take into account those things. How does the real emotion feel versus when you're visualizing that emotion? I know that can be kind of difficult to do, but it's an exercise that can definitely help you with lucidity in any type of visualization process that you need, such as meditation. So thoughts, how do you, when you're thinking, how do real thoughts feel to you? Like, versus thoughts in dreams or versus thoughts in meditation. What I mean by that is kind of sounds vague. But what I mean by that is things such as when you're... My husband actually talks to me about this. Sometimes your body will just have an automatic thought that just pops into your head. That is not always something that means something to you. When you're having deeper thoughts and you're actually conscious of your thoughts, think about how you feel conscious. Think about your thoughts on what you're thinking about before you say it. What are you thinking about before you touch something? How are your thoughts formulating versus the real physical realm of things? So, like, try laying down and think about how your mind feels when you're about to move your arm. And then also think about your arm, how it feels when you actually move your arm. And try to do that without physically doing anything. It's really difficult, but you can do it. I do it sometimes, and that is one way that you can do another lucidity type of thing, such as lucid dreaming. Also, become aware of yourself versus the world around you. Also, within that, think of yourself included inside of the world, because sometimes when you're dreaming or sometimes, you know, in a meditative process, you're looking at yourself instead of looking through yourself. So try to become aware of what you're doing. Are you looking at yourself in your dream? Are you looking around you? Are you looking inside of you? Are you looking through you? Because you are the essence of this. And then, you know, finally, just be completely aware of being aware. Realize that you're focusing on things. Realize that you are putting effort into realizing different things. Once you start realizing these type of things and you start putting effort into your observation, you'll be a lot more lucid with your dreams. You'll be able to step outside of just writing it and actually be able to take control. So something that I've been able to do, I tend to be a lot more on the side of being able to lucid dream without even trying way too hard on it, but I'm just an observant person in general, so that's just what I do. Something you can do is try to recognize that you're dreaming by when you wake up from a dream, take note of what happened and take note of reality versus non-reality. So what happened in your dream that would be realistic to happen versus what would not be realistic. Let's say you met like the president or something like that. Realistically, can you meet him? Yes, that is a possibility. Would you meet him? No, that's not a possibility. Unless, of course, you know, you're really high up somewhere and you just somehow have that status of yourself being able to go meet him. Would you be able to just float up off of the ground? No, that is not something that you could do. So that is something that you can recognize is a part of you dreaming. So what you it's really cool, but when you get to that part, and once you start recognizing things like that, you can try to force yourself in your dream to do different things, to start taking control, to make reality in that dream. So, like, you can start doing things such as make yourself fly. I like to make myself fly. That's really fun for me. And I connect the feeling to what I believe it would feel like to fly. One way I did that, I had the opportunity to go to Disney World when I was younger, and I took a ride on this 4D simulation of paragliding. I think it was paragliding, I'm not sure. But that's how I connect. I've always connected that feeling, smelling the orange trees, because, you know, a 4D simulation will always have, like, scents with it as well. I always connect something like that as me floating and just super, that feeling of like the air going past, like blowing your hair back and just such a whoosh type of feeling. I don't really know how else to describe it. It's kind of difficult almost. You can also, when you're swimming, if you're in the water this summer, or if you're in the water in your bathtub or something like that, but this actually works a lot better if you're in, you know, actually in a pool or something, take note of how you feel when you're floating in water versus how you feel floating in air. And the way that you could connect floating in air would be something like a trampoline, like how it feels when you're actually in the air at that time, or you know, those little, I don't know, if you bungee jump or something like that. But it's more likely to do the trampoline or swings. That's another thing. You can use swings as a feeling of flying and stuff like that. You can take that into account and use that, or use the being in water. So another realism thing I notice a lot is if I'm in water, is I'll freak out for a second and be like, "Whoa, I'm not able to breathe underwater." Then I'm like, "Whoa, why is it that I can breathe underwater?" And that's one of those things that I realize that I'm dreaming. Also, if you put a conscious effort into wanting to be able to realize that you're dreaming before you actually fall asleep. So consciously allow yourself to fall asleep and allow yourself to basically something I tell myself a lot when I want to lucid dream, when I'm not, overly tired, I'll just be like, I will ascend, I will ascend. And I say that along with me breathing, sort of to the beat of that. So that's one way that you can do that. I'm not sure that I have anything else to say along these lines at the moment. So if you have any questions or if you have anything that you would like to talk to me about, you can email me or you can go to my Facebook, message me there. So my email is sierrapanda98@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook, it's Sierra Joy Williams, or talk to me on different platforms on Amino, on like witches platforms and stuff like that. And my name on there, my witch name is Amethyst Thistle, so you can find me that way. All right, yeah, I don't have anything else. I thought I had a few more points, so I was trying to look for it. Love and light, everybody. Message me if anything comes up that you would like me to talk about or you want to talk to me about personally. You can be anonymous if you want to, anything like that. Yeah, all right. Bye, guys.